How was Carson after getting hit in the ribs? And first off, is it ribs or is it something else?
No, he had ribs, cracked ribs, and a bruised lung. And so we took him to the hospital just after halftime, did a CT scan on him so we'd get a little bit more accurate information exactly where he was. He made the flight back home with us, but spent the night overnight in the hospital for observations, and he'll be released. Was supposed to be released at some time pretty soon. So he'll be out this week.
Would you now look to bring in a guy like a new Caballero type, or would you keep the progression?
No, I think we'll stick with Matt and Terrell, you know, both those guys for this week. And we'll get both those guys reps in practice with the first team this week.
Would Matt start as a
legend? We're not ready to, you know, make that decision. Our plan is right now to work both of them this week, and then we'll see how practice goes, and then later in the week we'll be ready to name a starter.
So you're open to starting to run?
Yeah, we're going to look at it.
You have Leckler be the third
team. Yeah.
Coach, which hospital was Carson in last time?
You know, I'm not sure.
It was just for observation?
Then? Yes.
Was that as physical a game as you guys have been in this year on both sides?
It was physical. There's no doubt about it. I think both teams played the game physically, but I think that's the way the game's supposed to be played. And I thought both teams did a nice job there.
Said that you were going to keep an eye on the guys, see how they respond, and see how they played the last couple games. So you must have liked what saw there.
Well, in certain areas, yeah. In certain things, I liked. I thought defensively, I thought our guys flew around. I thought they played well defensively. We came up, we made some plays, and we limited an explosive offense. I thought special teams, we did some nice things. I thought Shane punted the ball outstanding in the game and pinning them down and making them have to go the long, hard way. You know, obviously, we've got to score touchdowns on offense, and we haven't done that well enough, and we've got to be better at that.
How did you think Pryor did, and did he have more plays with Palmer than Leinart, obviously?
Well, that was kind of the plan going into the game, how we used Terrell in the game. That was really what the plan was. We used the same plays with Matt in there, you know, that we had planned, but we had it planned out for Terrell and Carson to be in there at the same time. I thought he did a nice job. I mean, I think he played three plays in the game. You know, we had the one trick play, which was a 22-yard gain, the one quarterback run down near the goal line, and then a little keeper play where he made a nice pass to Marcel Reese in the flat. So of the three plays that he got in there, I thought he did a nice job.
How close is Terrell to being so comfortable with the playbook that he can go a whole game call out of the plays?
Well, I think he's still a work in progress as far as that's concerned. He's worked extremely hard in practice. I don't know that he's got full command of everything that we're doing, but I wouldn't expect a lot different out of any other young quarterback. So he's got to continue to work, and he's done a nice job. And like I said, we'll work him this week in practice. We'll make a decision at the end of the week which way we want to go.
Do you think he is like 75% there?
You know, it's hard for me to put a number on it. You know, we watch him every day in practice, and you know, I think we got a pretty decent feel of where he's at as a quarterback. But yet he's got some athletic ability and has some tools to work with, and I think we got to keep working with him.
Aside from his knowledge of the playbook, what about his fundamentals? Is he a
fundamental? That's one of the areas that he's got to continue to work on. His footwork in the passing game, you know, going through his reads, going through his progressions, those are all things that, you know, as a quarterback in the National Football League, he's got to continue to improve on.
When you look at Matt's day yesterday, is it too simple to say he just didn't have the time, normally the starter gets, or were there plays out there that he should have made?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, I think he would tell you that there's some plays out there that we left on the table, and we expect him as well as anybody to make some of those plays. But some of it, obviously, you know, has to do a lot with rust and not getting an opportunity to play a lot too. So I think there's a lot of factors that went into that.
Coach, how frustrating is it to coach defense with this nebulous, defenseless receiver role?
Well, it's not easy all the time. And one of the things you got to continue to preach to your guys is continuing to try to lower the target, not lead with your head. But even at that, you know, I think there's a lot of times this game is played really fast. And it's hard to be – it's hard to make those split-second decisions, both as a defender and as an official. So I think that's really hard, you know, on both parties.
When you look back at Miles' penalty, what was your –
Thought it was a good, clean, hard hit.
What about his all-around game?
I thought he had a nice game yesterday. You know, Miles went through a little – deal earlier in the season, probably about midway through the season, where he struggled a little bit, not unlike a lot of rookies. But I think over the last couple of weeks, he's begun to kind of pick up his stride again, and he's playing a little bit better.
Is there any chance at all you look at him in the middle? Is he pretty much sold on the outside?
No, I mean, that's some place that we would look at him. We won't look at him there and, you know, right now, right. But yeah, that's something that we could possibly see in the future. Those are all personnel decisions that as we get into the offseason, you know, moving towards free agency and the draft, we'll make those decisions at a later time.
On Kelly's penalty, which they said there was a celebration, could you see Newton kick him from where you were?
Yes.
You could?
Yes.
Were you okay with the way Kelly acted there? I mean, is that kind of one of those things where it's hard to...
I had a hard time on the TV copy and on the... on the coach's tape of really trying to find where he did something wrong. You know, I mean, obviously we all understand that nothing good happens in any of those situations after the play. We got to move away from those and move on. But I didn't see anything, you know, on the tape that I thought warranted that.
Speaking of those calls, are the Raiders still paying for this reputation of being the most penalized team?
I don't know. You know, like I said before, I mean, those guys got a tough job to make those calls. Don't always agree with them, but that's football. And we've got to adjust to those just like anything else in the game.
Coach McFadden struggled again in this game. Specifically, were the holes just not there? Was he not reacting to them? What was going on?
Well, I think when you look at the running game overall, you know, you can't put it on one individual. It's the whole group. It's the ability up front, both the offensive line and the tight ends, creating holes in the running game, as well as the fullback. It's the runner making the right cuts. It's the receivers blocking downfield. You know, and we've got to find a way to get the running game going better. We take a step forward last week against Kansas City, and then we took a big step backwards against Carolina, and we've got to work to continue to improve that.
What is the key in that, you know, fact that you had it for one game and then week later it isn't as good?
Well, I think it's just like any game. You know, you got to put that last one behind you. You got to go on to the next one. At the end of the day, we got to be able to knock people off the ball, and we've got to be able to make the right cuts, and we got to make the blocks down the field. And if we do all those things, we'll be successful in the running game.
Mm-hmm. How would you assess the performance of your two coordinators?
Well, I don't think this is the time. We do have one game left. There'll be time to assess all aspects of the organization, coaching staff included. We'll do that at some point after the season.
Anything else for coaches? Okay. Thanks, everybody.